If you go away for the first time with your girlfriend and you pull out those mandals, there's a flight returning to wherever you're from. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Girls can't stand those.
They're really, it's an awful look. It's not, they're not even comfortable. Like, I don't own a pair, but...
Yeah, there's like four straps. You know
that's
what
I know exactly what you mean. I know exactly what you mean.
I bet you Caber in Florida has a set of mandals.
Well... Here he is, former Maple Leaf and the director of player personnel for the Florida Panthers, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Go ahead, throw that at him.
Caber, are you aware of what mandals are?
I have no idea. I've never heard that term. What is it?
It's like a sandal slash shoe that's brown leather, and there's like four straps that go across.
No.
Creep halfway.
You wouldn't catch me. Do you have to wear them with socks?
Some do.
There's a lot of those down here, but I do not personally have a pair.
Do any of your colleagues own a pair?
No, but tons of people in my area, hence the old folks, are wearing them.
Yeah, South Florida is Mandel, the capital of the world.
Yeah, just rename it Mandel.
I can see O-Dog rocking a pair of Mandels with his ugly glasses on, just cruising around Florida with a tank top on.
Why do you think my glasses are ugly? You're so dumb. Like, you text me while I'm on TV, and you're like, your glasses are stupid.
I was horrified by your look. Like, scruffy, hadn't shaved in a week, looked like you crawled out of a dumpster, glasses on.
Yeah, that's right. I got a suit and tie on. My hair can't be all disheveled. Like, it's a professional place. Anyway, let's get an update on the serious stuff. How's the Iafrady skullet cooking? Is it still on point, or is it gone?
Oh, it is so sawdust. I'm still hanging on by a thread, buddy. Still, you're the only friend who's told me I got to shave my head. Everyone else is lying to me.
No, man, I think you go with it.
No, you got to go Messier. That's it.
It's a brutal. I wear a hat every day, except when I got to go to work.
Well, we were talking about, like, the reason we brought up mandals was the idea of seeing one of your coaches.
Yeah, because, Caber, don't you agree it was weird to see your coach in, like, street clothes? Because it's usually a nice suit or those track suits they wore. And when you saw them in a brutal pair of jeans with those brutal dress shoes and a tight T-shirt tucked in, it was really weird.
Oh, yeah, the old high-waisted jeans, tuck-tuck, and, like... white socks on with dress shoes on the road. Not a good look.
Yeah, I had to turn the other way because I just couldn't look at it. I couldn't look at it.
Yeah, that would be awkward. And Florida in particular. Like, we love...
That's where they broke it out. The awkward outfit came out in Florida.
Yeah. And, like, Joel Quenneville, is he a legend down there already in Florida? Well, I mean, he's got you guys in a playoff spot through 45, 48 games. He must be picking up legendary status.
I had not met Joel leading up to us hiring him, and obviously after the first time I met him, I was blown away. He just radiates energy and passion for the game, and he's just such a great guy and just old school type of guy. Like, after I met him, I wanted to, like, strap him on and play for him. That's the type of guy and the impression he made on me. He's awesome.
Yeah, he seems like one of those guys. I mean, the ovation he got in Chicago this week was understandable. He won three cups there, but It seemed like his players, you know, enjoyed it, like, on the opposition, I guess.
Yeah, you saw the picture
players.
Of Kane and Taze after the game. They had to stop by and say hi.
Yeah, you know, he's so well-respected. He's such a genuinely good human being, and, you know, I was really happy to see our guy show up and play for him that night and get a big win. You know, I'm sure it meant a lot to him.
With Brian McKay, we had this conversation earlier in the week about different markets in the NHL and keeping your concentration. And you know what it's like to play in Toronto and play in Florida. In Toronto, you're always under the microscope. There's a million media members. You're a celebrity everywhere you go. In Florida, you know, we were talking about how difficult it can be to stay, keep your concentration with the ability to hang out in the sun, hang out by the pool, go play golf all the time. Like, did you ever sense a challenge like that where you knew, like, I'm still a pro. You got to play, you got to practice, you got to train. How difficult
is
that in Florida?
It's tough on young guys, I think, honestly, adjusting from whatever, life in the OHL or wherever, where hockey's hockey and, you know, it's a big market, and then coming down here and, you know, a Tuesday night game against the Carolina Hurricanes and there's 7,000 people in the building and you're supposed to show up and be a pro. It is an adjustment. That's where I think Q comes in with how he has a pulse for the team and holding guys accountable and making sure they're ready. And, you know, he's done a great job of that thus far. We seem to not have had too many blips in the road.
Have you noticed, Caber, that the last couple weeks the importance of the games has kind of fired up with, I mean, you know, the last stretch after the All-Star game, it usually goes by pretty quick, and if you lose points, I mean, it's really big, and you guys have played well of late.
Yeah, we had a great road trip, and, you know, we had a really good homestand. We lost one, but then pulled it together and won three in a row, and, you know, guys were firing on all cylinders. I'm kind of disappointed we're on break now
for
a week, 10 days, because it seemed like we were finally getting it all going at the same time, you know. We started off a little up and down, but, you know, it seems like the guys have really bought in, got comfortable with Joel's coaching style, and, you know, we're rolling. We're in a great spot. You know, the best spot we've been in a few years here. So we've done our part, but, you know, obviously it's a tight race. Nothing's done yet, but at least we're in a great spot heading into the break, and hopefully we come out firing on all cylinders again like we were.
Did Bobrovsky play back-to-back, Haber, in the last two games? If he did, that's got to be a positive for you guys, no?
Yes, he did, which is a positive. Obviously, you know, tweaked his back in practice, but has come back and played really well. You know, he's found himself, I think it took him a little time adjusting to a different style here, a different system, and, you know, we're a team that scores a lot of goals, and I think he was coming from a team that played really structured defense with torts and stuff, and he's used to seeing shots from different areas, but, you know, over the past few weeks and month here, he's really pulled it back together and looking like the Vezina goalie of past, for sure.
We have Brian McCabe, a former Maple Leaf and currently the director of player personnel for the Florida Panthers. We always talk about Sasha Barkov and how underrated he is league-wide. Whenever we have Pronger on, Pronger is like leading the charge in terms of the fan base, which is understandable. And Prongs loves him. I'm sure you love him as a player. How could you not? But I don't think Huberdeau gets enough love.
Yeah.
Like, he had almost 100 points a year ago, and this year he's doing it again. Like, he is an absolute stud. Caber,
yeah,
what's he like to watch every night?
Two of them together, honestly, are like, it's special. Not to knock Daddy. Daddy does a lot of the work. He works his butt off, and he's very skilled. I think he's leading our team in goals. But those two guys have a special chemistry that you don't see very often. Obviously, it was funny to see Hubie after he got the big milestone the other day, getting the, you know, Panthers all-time point guy. And they show clips of him from his rookie year, and he was like 160 pounds or whatever, you know, soaking wet, and he's just become a man. And, you know, he's so creative and has unbelievable vision, unselfish player, strong on pucks, all that stuff. And he's really morphed into, you know, an elite hockey player at this level.
I was noticing something about Barkov, and it's kind of a useless, stupid fact, but in Minnesota, he scored a goal. Does he have a stick the size of Chara's?
Yeah, it's long. Him and Ecky have, like, the longest sticks I've ever seen. You know, he's a big guy, but he uses a really long stick and a long reach. And to have the mitts that he has, playing at the speed he does, is that goal he scored obviously the other night. Mini was
that was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was like a chip shot.
Oh yeah,
I know.
With that reach, you can just—he was halfway across the rink and he just chipped it over him like a Pavel Datsyuk move.
Right,
and he had
like
no
he
chance.
Like feathered it almost. Like it's up there on TSN 4 now, but that is like it's in slow
motion.
That's
Datsyuk like, where he just gets the goalie going one way and you just chip it over him and make him look silly.
Right.
Incredible.
Yeah, I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago when he pulled with a guy all over him at full speed. He did the between the legs thing on Carey Price.
Yeah,
I think you guys remember that one. Like, not many players can do that, going full speed with a guy on their back.
With Brian McCabe, would it mean a little bit more? Would it be more enjoyable if the Panthers get in and the Maple Leafs don't? We'll put you on the spot, Caber.
Oh, I don't really care if the Maple Leafs get in or not. It really doesn't affect me anymore. Obviously, you know, I still have ties to that city, and, you know, I think it'd be a special place for them to win a cup. They deserve one, obviously. But as long as we get in, I really don't care who else does or doesn't. I would pit our team up against anyone, and, you know, we're just hoping to get there and give ourselves a chance.
Well, three more games against Toronto. Last time you guys played, it was men against boys.
Yeah.
That game a couple weeks ago. That sent some shockwaves up here. I'm sure you probably went through a couple of those in Toronto. Big game, and
yeah,
team didn't show up.
Net.
Yeah, that's the one bonus, too, about playing in Florida is sometimes teams come down for 4 or 5 days before the game. I think me and O'Dog have had a couple of those when we were on the Leafs. And it's a trap, but, you know, they're a high-scoring octane offense. I think we were joking around before the game what the over-under was, you know, for the, you know, because we're a high-scoring team also, and I think we set it at 10, and it ended up at 12. You know, it was just one of those nights where, you know, we caught them sleeping a little bit early and capitalized on our chances and just kept rolling from there.
Well, speaking of that, O always tells the story where he campaigned to Sundin to campaign to Quinn to fly down to Florida after, was it a Saturday night game? Or anyway, yeah, you guys were playing, and instead of flying down the next day, you flew down.
Yeah, it was perfect.
But you never said, you never told us whether or not you guys won that game when you went down there.
Oh, I don't think so. I think we got crushed.
No, come on. We had the best guilty team in the league. Come on, no, we're professional.
I know, but we didn't win that game. We won the next one in Buffalo.
Okay, well, we made up for it.
That's all that matters. 1-1 on the road.
Yeah. We probably made last call at the elbow room on that Saturday night, too.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, you fly down quick enough, that's the move. Yeah. All right, Brian, we always appreciate it, buddy. Thank you for doing this, and hopefully we're back at the draft this year. It's in Montreal, so we got to, if we do, we got to get you back on the show around the table.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, fellas.
There he is, Brian McCabe from the Florida Panthers.
One of our favorite guests, friend of the show.
Friend of the show, always one of the best guys to have on. Love catching up with him. Rare player in the league or member of the NHL community that played with both you and Noodles.
And Carlo.
And Carlo, that's right.
And yeah. Johnny.
And Mike Johnson. So a lot of connections to TSN. Yeah.